You're listening to Vatican Radio. As Pope Francis concludes his five-day visit to Krakow and the 31st World Youth Day comes to an end, what impressions will be left behind for the young men and women from over 180 nations who've been attending the event? Father Joshan Rodrigues from the Indian city of Mumbai is currently studying church communications at Rome's Holy Cross University, and he's been working to support the organising committee of World Youth Day. He caught up with our correspondent in Krakow, Lydia O'Kane, to share his impressions of how the Pope has managed to connect with the young people and what message they'll be taking back with them to their home countries.
I'm part of a volunteer team from my university at Holy Cross in Rome. And we are a team of students studying communications who come usually for World Youth Day celebrations to help out the media team of the World Youth Day to assist them in different aspects of the media, for example, photography or press office, translations, etc. So we are a team of 30 volunteers from my university.
World Youth Day is drawing to a close. What have been your real impressions of this World Youth Day?
For me, World Youth Day has always been a celebration of youth, a celebration of the energy of the Universal Church. And I think one sentiment that I always feel about the World Youth Day is that we are not alone. You know, the young people of all the world, they feel that everyone is together in their faith. And they experience the faith of people like them from all over the world when they come together. And that's the biggest takeaway you get from the World Youth Day for me.
What's the faith like in parts of India, the Christian parts of India?
The faith is very vibrant in India. And it, especially in the city of Mumbai, from where I come from, we are a big Catholic community of 500,000. With 130 parishes, more than approximately 1,000 priests and religious. So it's a very vibrant church in Mumbai. And we have about 150 from my city attending the World Youth Day as well this year. So it's pretty exciting for all of us to be here at the World Youth Day. We have our own diocesan celebrations back home. And though not many of them can make it all the way to Krakow for the World Youth Day, but the ones who have come here, the delegation from the youth center, they will be taking back their experiences back to the youth of Mumbai as well. So,
the Pope gave a lot of encouragement to the young people at the various events. How impressed were you with his words?
Pope Francis has always been a very inspiring figure, and his address to the youth is also very inspiring. The homily that he gave during the final Mass this morning at the conclusion of the World Youth Day was also very characteristic of the way Pope Francis speaks to young people. Pope Francis speaks from his heart. He doesn't speak in a very churchy language, but he reaches out to our own personal experiences that, you know, the experiences of an individual, of an individual youth, a local Christian, and the way in which Pope Francis speaks to people, to youth in general, reaches out to our daily situations. So that's what really inspires me about the most, is that what Pope Francis says usually touches our hearts, and we relate to what he says, and that's very inspiring. And even his homily this morning at the concluding Mass was very, very inspiring. And we, the youth of Mumbai, also were passing around this homily through different social media networks, all through WhatsApp, through Facebook. It has been going around. The text of his homily has been going around in Mumbai as well.